Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist, certified dementia practitioner, and your alternative career coach. Welcome to our career healthcare podcast and show, where we talk about different ways to find your alternative career and achieve both work and financial freedom. So visit our website, drmikechua.com or alternativehealthcarecareers.com for more information. Again, thank you for watching and listening. Welcome to our show. Be awesome, be great, be excellent, ACG. Have a great day and enjoy the show. Bye-bye. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist. And yes, I am your alternative healthcare career coach. Tonight, we're going to be talking about how to get a job in cybersecurity with Kate Zanoni. We'll be back.
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution that you're looking for.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Alternative Healthcare Career Group. What is going on, everyone? I hope everybody's doing fine in our Alternative Healthcare Career Group. Well, anyway, this is Dr. Mike Chua, your physical therapist, and yes, I am your Alternative Healthcare Career Coach. Why do I have to say that? Career Coach? Sometimes you have to say some stuff like that, right? Well, anyway, our episode for tonight is brought to you by MedBridgeEducation.com. Check it out, MedBridgeEducation.com. Use the code ALTERNATIVE and you get 40% discount, not 10, not 20, not 30, but 40%. You know what? Yeah, MedBridge, I've been using them for so long and there's so much information there. They got the webinars, they got the online thing where you can watch, and people there are just amazing. You know, the instructors there. You know, I wish they get me as an instructor, right? But I guess I don't pass as an instructor, just a promoter for them. Well, anyway, some of the instructors I've been watching, and obviously Tipa Snow, the amazing Tipa Snow is there. Well, I guess Tipa Snow is all over. Shout out Tipa Snow, Miss Tipa. I'm going to see you this weekend because Miss Tipa Snow and I will be talking in a conference or what it called Geriatric Rehab Summit this weekend. Oh, by the way, check that out too. Geriatric Rehab Summit. It's very affordable. I think it's like 20, 30, 50 bucks. I don't know. It's so affordable. Check it out. Geriatric Rehab Summit, where different, therapists will be speaking. I'm one of the speakers, Tipa Snow, and the rest of the amazing people in the geriatric realm, the pillars of the geriatric group of the therapist, whatever you call that, the therapist people. So yeah, check it out. Geriatric Rehab Summit. If you're interested, type in and comment. And then Jenny, the organizer, she's also a physical therapist and geriatric specialist. She's in charge of, organizing and everything. And I just would like to congratulate her. It's just amazing. Well, anyway, before I keep on going, I normally give you some special encouragement. If you can see that, type in, you can see it. There you go. It's showing here. There you go. When you're following your passion, it doesn't feel like work. When you're following your passion, it doesn't feel like work. It's funny because I just got this, I got this here, and my daughters, they asked me last night. My wife, she cooks dinner. My wife, she's just an amazing woman. It's the last person to sleep and the first person to wake up and do almost everything for us, right? We were eating, Filipino meal last night called sinigang. Sinigang is like a Filipino sour soup or whatever. And we were eating, and then my youngest daughter asked me, "Daddy, I want to learn. I want my job when I grow up. Blah blah blah. I want to be a singer."
Well, I guess my question baby told her, you know, anak means daughter or son or child. You have to have four P's, okay? Four P's, letter P, four P's. You know, first is P, pooping. No. First is your passion, okay? So four legs, right? Four legs, like a chair. It will not stand up if you don't have four legs. Take off one, it's going to stand up, it's going to fall, right? Take off two, it's going to fall. So remember this four P's, okay? Four P's. First is your passion. You can be passionate about singing, but if you don't have the other three P's, you're just going to burn out, okay? So first is your passion. Next is your purpose. Do you have a purpose? What's your purpose behind it? Are you just wanting to make money out of it, or are you want to help other people? Are you wanting to bring out the best in other people? So that's the next P. It's your purpose. You know what's the next P? It's productivity. We hate that word productivity, but it's actually very good in the business realm. You know, you may have your passion. Let's just say my daughter, she likes singing, right? And she has the purpose of entertaining people and engaging people. But if she's not productive on it, she's probably singing in concert for just like once a year or every 2 years. It's not productive, right? Not unless you're like, you know, like a famous singer like Justin Bieber or what. You know, you can do a concert once a year and make millions. But if you're like regular people like us, you can't afford to do that. So you need to have productivity. You know what's the last letter or on the fourth P, I mean? It's your profit. You need to be profitable in whatever you're doing. So four P's, you know, especially what we're talking about right now. You know, when you're following your passion, it doesn't feel like work. So first is your passion. You like singing. Do you like, you know, do you like treating old people like me, geriatric, right? That's my passion, your purpose. What's your purpose on it? Are you just wanting to make money out of it? Or are you really passionate about the purpose in helping people? And fourth is productivity. You know, you need to be productive on it. I need to see, you know, patients. I just can't see, you know, one patient a month or one patient a year, right? I need to be productive, seeing and multiplying our revenue. And last but not least is your profit. You need to make money out of it. You take off one, okay? You take off one, you know, take off your profit. Well, guess what? It's a hobby. You take off being productive. It's just, you know, like a regular passion, and it's going to fall. Well, guess what? You may be profitable and be productive, and you're not passionate about it. You're going to burn out. And that's what's going on with our field right now. We're profitable. We're very productive. We're very purposeful with whatever we're doing, but we don't have the passion anymore. That's why a lot of the people in our group are experiencing burnout, especially in this group called the Alternative Healthcare Career Group. So it's very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you find the balance of that four: your purpose, your passion, your purpose, your productivity, and your profit. All right, so speaking of passion and speaking of productivity, we have a guest for tonight, a very special guest. All right, where did that go? Yes, our special guest for tonight is actually Kate Zanone. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. Our topic for tonight is actually how to get a job in cybersecurity. Well, I guess she has to check out my cyber stuff. You know, I don't know. Maybe she knows how to control my computer. You know, I don't know. So I get scared when somebody controls my computer remotely. But that's her job. You know, she got in cybersecurity. And well, guess what? She's a physical therapist assistant. She's a PTA. Oh, she's the best person who actually can teach us how to find an alternative career. Well, Kate is actually a PTA, like what I said, from Boise, Idaho. And she finished her PTA degree 2014. And now she's actually the sales and planning coordinator at Orca Security. Sounds big time. Orca Security is scary, right? You know, they probably have those, you know, nightstick or whatever, or what, I don't know. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in Kate Zanone. What is
Hello.
Going on? Where you at, sister? There you go. All right, Kate, could you please tell us who you are? Well, I'll introduce you. Who you are, what you do, and how did you find that amazing alternative career? I mean, what happened? I mean, yeah, you tell us.
It's been a wild ride. my name is Kate Zanoni. I actually started my career. So I graduated college in 2006 and I got my degree in English. So I actually started my career as a writer and an editor. I worked in strategic communications for a couple of different publications. I also worked for the military health system for a couple of years. I met some wonderful people, but it was a very toxic environment. There were a lot of ethical concerns that I had. Unfortunately, our program manager at the time was under investigation for missing Wounded Warrior money. And because I was on the communications team, I was basically told, put up or shut up, pretend everything is hunky-dory, everything is great. This is the message that you have to give out to everybody. You know, nothing is wrong. Everything is wonderful. And from a moral standpoint, ethical standpoint, I was like, nope, can't do it. So that is what prompted me to go back to school to become a PTA. So I went back to school in 2011. I worked as an exercise rehab tech for 2 years while I was going through school. Graduated in 2014 and then worked in mostly in outpatient orthopedics. And then kind of steered a little bit into home health before my husband and I were originally from the East Coast. We moved to Boise, Idaho. And that is what fueled me to switch careers again and kind of swerve back into the communications world where I was before. So even though I am working for Orca Security, which is a cybersecurity company, I am not on the tech side of things. I am more on the admin communication side of things. So my official title is sales planning coordinator. But I joke that I'm the utility player of the team. I wear many hats. So I do admin support for our senior VP of sales. I also do communication support. So any slide decks that need to be built, helping with presentations. I also do event planning. We have a big sales kickoff meeting that we do annually every year. So I'll be helping to plan that. And I also coordinate with our HR and our recruiter. So many, many hats that I wear.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. First of all, I would like to congratulate you for, you know, just getting out of that comfort zone, just getting out of that mindset of just, hey, I just have to do this. And you're actually doing the ultimate alternative career. And not just because you wanted out of that career, but because those skills that you have in PTA school or whatever, your English degree, it has translated for you to be able to find this alternative career. Am I correct?
Absolutely. People skills, 100%. When we first moved out to Boise, I was still looking for a PTA job. The market out here is really saturated and there just are not a lot of PTA jobs. And we moved right when Medicare made all the PDGM moves, all those cuts. And now there's just less and less jobs. So that was definitely, and I was burnt out. So I was at that point where it was definitely time to make a move, but it was not something that happened overnight. It took me about a year and a half of searching. And that's what I really want to impress on everybody is don't give up. If you're looking to get out of clinical care, keep at it. It takes a lot of work. Job searching in itself is like a full-time job.
It's a full-time job.
It's a long road and it can be really frustrating, but don't get discouraged. So when I was originally looking to get out of clinical care, I thought, well, I have my writing and editing background. I'll just go right back into that. But because I've been out of that field for so long, it was hard to get back into it. So I was networking with, you know, friends that I knew that were still in that field, people that I knew that were still working in that realm. And that's what I recommend for all of you. Find someone who's doing what it is that you want to do. Network with them, ask them questions, you know, see if they have any opportunities, even if it's a volunteer job or an internship, something to help you get your foot in the door, get more repetitions in what it is that you want to do, get a little bit more experience, and then jump into it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I'm actually writing things down. I don't know if you noticed.
I've been writing things down here. And because those are value bombs, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-huh. Before I keep on going, comment live if you're watching live, comment on replay, comment replay. Type in, you know, if you're watching on YouTube or in our podcast, comment on the podcast or in our Facebook thing. So, we would love to see people commenting and just giving a review on our show. Well, anyway, I like what Kate mentioned here. You just have to put yourself out there. Took her a year and a half. A lot of us in their group, ladies and gentlemen, they just get this one rejection, two, three, four. Well, guess what? They just give up. You will encounter some failures along the way. You know, she mentioned about finding a job as a full-time job. Yes. And do you get paid? No. Well, you might as well, like what she said, network. When you're looking for a job, don't just look for a job. Look for the opportunity in going into that job and interviewing. Well, guess what? When you interview in that job, don't just, you know, leave because, oh, I didn't get a job. I'm not even going to talk and network with that other person who interviewed me. No, you go out there and network, like what she said. And like what she said, ask questions. Why do you think we're doing all this video and interview, this podcast, this YouTube, in our Facebook group or in our whatever we're showing this? I'm asking questions. When I ask question, when we ask question, well, guess what? We get the right answer. Asking question is good, but asking the right question is much better too. So I love that. And I like what she said. She said, volunteer. There is power in volunteering your time, ladies and gentlemen. Even the Bible itself, it says in the Bible, you have to give your tithes. Not just your money, but your time. If you don't have money to give, you give your time, volunteer. You know, me and my wife just came from an assisted living and retirement home, and we just volunteer and give our time there. You know, so like that. And then said, get your feet on the door by doing repetitions. We work in rehab, ladies and gentlemen. We call it rehab. Rehab. Re means repeat. Hab means habilitate or life. You have to keep repeating things. If you want to find Kate's job or do what Kate's doing, you got to keep repeating it. Apply again and again. Repetition is the mother of learning. It is the father of action. And then the architect of results if you want to find that job. So, Katie, thank you very much. You know, I wrote those things down. Somebody comment in Facebook. Facebook user, you're such a Facebook user, whoever you are. He or she said, okay, how does this help with getting into cybersecurity? I wanted to do it and need advice. So can you answer that, Katie? So
yeah, so if you're looking to get more on the technical side of things, I would definitely recommend, again, finding somebody who works in the field who can answer your specific questions that you have about breaking into the cybersecurity field. If you have zero experience on the technical side of things, you probably have to go back to school and get at least some kind of certification in it to be able to even get your foot in the door. But that's what I would recommend, is reaching out to somebody who does work more on the technical side of things, who is doing exactly what it is that you're looking to do, so that they can answer those questions for you.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Kate. I think it's Brandy who was commenting inside the Facebook group. So thank you very much.
And be open-minded too.
When you're searching
out there, don't put blinders on and go, I'm looking for this one specific thing. Be open-minded with it. I was looking specifically, I'm going to go back into writing and editing. That's what I want to do. And I thought, you know, how can I marry my writing and editing experience with my PTA experience? I know I'll go into medical writing. So I was blinders on medical writing, but I didn't have that specific experience. So I was getting tons and tons of rejection letters, you know, things back from HR departments and recruiters going, you know, you have great writing and editing experience, but it's not exactly what we're looking for. We want somebody who has specific medical writing experience. So I was looking into taking all these courses and getting certified, and that's the road I was going down. And one of my clients worked for the cybersecurity company that I'm working for now, and he said he was just really overwhelmed, and I was kind of joking, and I said, well, why don't you just hire somebody to help you out? And he actually created this position for me. So it was something that I didn't even have to really apply for. And that's why I say be open-minded, because opportunities like this can come out of seemingly nowhere. Could be a conversation with a friend, a conversation with a client. Again, networking is so valuable. I cannot stress that enough. Network, network, network.
Wow. Wow. Those are very powerful. Kate, I like what you said. You know, I'm going to reiterate what she said. Be open-minded, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of us, oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. You know, in the networking world, there's, you know, the multi-level. In the Philippines, there's this pyramid scheme that people are, like, you know, talking about. And, you know, they're selling products, a pyramid scheme or whatever. And the first line that they always say, are you open-minded? Something like that. But what we're talking about is being open-minded in all the opportunities that you have in finding a job. And, like, you know, learning how to adjust your sail. You know, you will go through this, you know, when you're riding a boat or whatever, you know, sailing a boat. Anybody out here who sailed a boat, the storms will come in. But your destination is to go towards the other island. The Philippines is like that. You know, we hop from one island to another. And you have to learn how to adjust your sail. Yes, you know, if you have the blinders on, you'll have a hard time looking, you know, left and right. You know, you got all this winds blowing in you. And you got your blinders, like what Kate was talking about. But you have to take off that blinders. And yes, you don't focus on the wind blowing, but you learn how to adjust that sail so you could reach your destination, which what Kate did. Oh, gosh, this is so encouraging. And you know what she said here? There was no position. There was no position. The person that he networked with created a position for her. That's the ultimate alternative career, ladies and gentlemen. Like what we're doing here in the group. Instead of looking for a job, be the job. Create the job, ladies and gentlemen. Like what I got fired, right? What did we do? We created our own small little business. And now we're offering different services. So create the job. I love that, Kate. Thank you very much, Kate, for encouraging us. So yeah. Kate, you please tell us your qualification. How did you qualify to be in this position? Yes, they created the job for you. They created the position for you. What qualifies you to do this? Is it because you're a PTA? Is it because you had this, you know, undergrad degree? Or is it because you just have a pleasing personality? Can you please tell us?
A little bit of everything. Everything, right? Yes, to all those things. Mostly because I did have the undergraduate degree and I did have the strategic communications background was definitely helpful. But the other piece of it was that I got this through somebody that I knew, a client of mine who happens to be in a leadership position with the company, and knows that I have a very strong personality, knows that I'm a people person. So knows that I have that people skills side of things to be able to help the team, but also to be customer facing too and help out liaisoning between our team and the customer team.
Wow. Wow. So I love that she said everything is connected. You know, your degree, your personality, you know, I just posted this in earlier in my personal page and also in our group, ladies and gentlemen. There's power over what you say. There's power over your personality, because the words that you declare becomes a reality. It's called vibration. That's why it's called vibes, right? But the words that you declared, it becomes a reality, becomes a, you know, the vibration, even the ultrasound that we use, the ultrasound machine that we use, we may not see it, right? We don't see the ultrasound. We know that there's a medium called the ultrasound gel when we're using the ultrasound on a patient's body. Those are ultrasonic waves. You don't see it. Sometimes you don't even feel it, but you know by evidence that heat is going through the muscles, going through the joints, and it becomes heat inside. And same thing with the power that we declare, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what Kate is trying to preach today. The power of being open-minded. The power of repetition. The power of declaring that someday, asking that person, she said, hey, why don't you hire me? Simple as that. Boom. Kate,
One of my mentors always says, listen around the edges. And that was something that I really took to heart because I had been working with this client for over 6 months and he was telling me about how the company was growing and how he was always stressed out because he had so much work to do. And, you know, with me listening around the edges and joking about, hey, why don't you hire me? It created this opportunity that wasn't even an actual official job yet. It was something that, you know, with me listening around the edges, I happened to create this own, my own, basically my own job. So that's what I recommend to all of you. I know it can be a really long, really frustrating journey. I have been there. It took me a year and a half to find this opportunity, to make this opportunity for me. But, you know, in addition to networking, listen around the edges. Where can you create opportunities for yourself instead of looking for going on to Indeed or going on to whatever job posting site to look for something that's posted? Where can you create your own opportunities by listening around the edges?
Wow. Wow. I'm foreigner. I don't even know what listen around the edges means. But I'm just going to Google that later. But, you know, I'm assuming, you know, learning how to find their needs by actually listening. I guess that's what you meant there, Kate, right?
Being an active listener.
Wow. Wow. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Be an active listener. I think you talked to my wife earlier. So she said, you got to be an active listener, Michael. So like, well, anyway, Kate, before we keep on going, we are going to be back in a few minutes, okay? Just hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back.
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution that you're looking for.
Yes, that is HelloNote, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, HelloNote.com. So easy to remember, right? We actually use HelloNote in our documentation system when we're seeing patients in our outpatient/mobile services in our assisted living facilities. So check it out, HelloNote.com. If you have any questions and if it's easy to use, yes, it's easy to use. And if you know, you just want me to connect you with the bosses, the CEO or whatever, just shoot me a message. I'll send you a group message. They're just amazing. They're a good support system. They help me out. I wouldn't be able to operate my business without the help of the HelloNote team. Having a support system, you know, listening to the edges, like what Kate was talking about, you know, is going to help you because those edges, if it's rough, it's going to hurt you. You smooth those edges at the end, it's going to make it better. Okay. Check it out. HelloNote.com. Okay. So before I keep on going, I just would like to show you this one here real quick. That is called the TheraHab Fitness Program. I actually bought that program from Patrice, and we're using her concept to start group exercises in different assisted livings, in different, you know, retirement homes. And I use her concept to do group exercises. And now, because of that, we've opened up our own outpatient clinic. So we initially started it inside those assisted living retirement homes. Now we are transitioning, you know, opening up our own outpatient clinic. We're going to provide group exercises. I personally teach them. You know, we have a PTA that teaches it too. But I like teaching it. It's also my workout. I enjoy teaching. I become like, you know, Richard Simmons, the Filipino Richard Simmons. You know, I don't wear short shorts and I don't have a, you know, big red hair, but I just go out there. It's a combination of we're doing the group exercises. And at the same time, I encourage them, I equip them, I empower them, and then just basically, you know, be the best that they can be in those group exercises. And then, yeah, if they win, the facility wins, the patient wins, it's a three-way win, ladies and gentlemen. That's the best win that you can have. You know, the patient wins, they get better, they get stronger, the facility, they enjoy because we're preventing those residents to be sick and be healthier. And of course me, I win too, because you know, we get the you know, residents that works with us. So check it out. And like what I said, because of that program from Patrice, now we've opened up our outpatient clinic in Jackson, Tennessee. So you gotta check it out. See what happened there from getting that program from Patrice. Now we're opening up our own outpatient clinic, brick and mortar here in Jackson, Tennessee. And the key here, ladies and gentlemen, is networking, like what Patrice, like what Kate was talking about, and just taking action. You know, taking action by listening to whatever your needs of your community. So that's what she gave. You know, she gave that. She answered the question. No, she answered the call from that question that somebody asked. All right. Well, today, right now, we're interviewing Kate Zanoni. She's actually a PTA turned cybersecurity lady or expert, or she calls herself sales planning coordinator at a company called Orca Security. So she's based in Boise, Idaho. So let's go ahead and bring her back in and ask her this one crazy question, Kate.
Give it to me. What's the crazy question?
I know, right? So the big crazy question that we ask normally is, what was your biggest challenge in finding your alternative career and how did you turn this around, Miss Kate?
The biggest challenge for me was making a cross-country move. So my husband and I used to live on the East Coast and we were in Northern Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C., where fortunately PTA jobs are aplenty. And when we started looking at moving out to Boise for his job, there were plenty of jobs. So I never even considered that this would be a problem once we moved. But once we moved out to Boise, it was right after all the Medicare cuts. I also didn't know that there are 4 PTA programs in the area. So the market is very saturated. So there are not a lot of jobs. So when I first moved out to Boise, no PTA jobs to be had. I networked and worked my way into a PRN position. Again, a position that didn't exist. It wasn't something that was advertised on job boards. I was going around town and meeting with clinic owners to see if they were interested in going cash-based, because that's where my heart was with all these changes with insurance companies and having them dictate the care that we can give to our patients just didn't feel good to me anymore. So I wanted to go cash-based. So I met with over 20 clinic owners and they all looked at me like I was crazy. I almost cursed, but I stopped myself. That, you know what, crazy. I was the crazy lady who wanted to go with cash-based physical therapy and it just hasn't hit this area yet. And I said, mark my words, 10 years from now, you're going to remember this conversation with me and you're going to regret not going cash-based. Because once it hits the area, it's like everywhere else, you know, jobs are being cut, patients aren't getting the care they receive. You have to see more and more patients to make a profit. And it's just a hot mess. So we'll see how long it takes to actually hit the area. So I spent a year working for a mobility studio, a little boutique studio, doing one-on-one assisted mobility. It was not meant to be a career. It was just a short term. This is how I can fill my time and make some money and pay the bills while I find my alternative career. So I was basically using any of my free time to job search, to network with friends. I had a friend who worked for a pharmaceutical company. So I was looking at going into medical writing. She gave me some really good advice and put me in touch with some of the medical writers on her team. So I was looking at taking some courses in medical writing and getting certified. With that, the challenge of how do I afford that? How do I find time to take the course, right? But I was starting to go down that road when I got this opportunity with Orca Security that kind of popped out of nowhere. So it is, you know, it was probably one of the biggest hurdles. We moved to Boise in December of 2019. We lived in an Airbnb for a month until our house was done. As soon as we moved in, got settled in the new house, coronavirus happened. So our world got flipped upside down. Again, job opportunities got flipped upside down. The studio that I was working in shut down for a couple of months. So I wasn't working during that time, but that opened the door for me to be able to spend more time job searching and networking. And then when the studio reopened, that's when I met my client who is now my boss.
Wow. Wow. I love what Kate said here. Moving cross country, ladies and gentlemen. You know, sometimes you just have to move, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the key word there is moving. You know, the key there is moving. What does moving? It's an action verb, an action word. You gotta learn how to take action, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes we say, oh, it's saturated in our saturated in our area. Well, guess what? It was saturated too in the Philippines. I had to move, ladies and gentlemen. I got to get out there. I think I've moved like several times here in the States already. You have to learn how to take action, ladies and gentlemen, like what Kate did. Well, guess what? She moved to Idaho, Boise. Well, did she stop there because there was no job?
No, because there were no jobs here.
No job there. She kept on moving. The word there is moving, ladies and gentlemen. She even had to be rejected 20 times, you know, and called almost crazy. You will encounter some rejection, ladies and gentlemen, but you don't stop there. You just have to keep moving.
And that doesn't even count the times I was rejected from, you know, writing and editing jobs that I was applying for.
True. You know, so true. That's so true. Thank you very much, Kate, for encouraging us today and for being here in our show and for encouraging. And any last parting wisdom for our group here?
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody, I know how frustrating it can be. I know it's easy to get really discouraged. I have been there. I have lived it with you. But keep going. I know how frustrating it is. I know you feel like you've burnt out, maybe you've hit rock bottom, keep going. And this alternative healthcare group that you're in is instrumental in providing the support that you need, not only the support, but also networking opportunities, also opportunities for growth, the courses that they offer. If you're looking for an alternative career, I cannot stress enough how important and how valuable this group is. Lean on this group. Use the people in this group to help you find that opportunity that you're looking for.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, Kate. I'm going to send you a check.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Kate. I appreciate you for coming over, for encouraging our group here, and of course, for trusting our group in finding your alternative career. Again, thank you very much, Kate. Don't go yet. Let me just close the show. But before I let you go, ladies and gentlemen, always remember the word FAST, F-A-S-T, letter F, find friends that will push you to your next level because you are the average of the five people you hang out with. So who are you hanging out with? Tonight I hang out with you. You're watching right now, right? You're listening right now in our podcast, in our YouTube or whatever, in our website. So hang out specifically. Be specific. You need to be meaningful specific. You can't be just a wandering generality. If you want to find your cybersecurity job, you need to be specific. Kate already mentioned, you got to find that person that you want to be with, that you want to be like. You know, if you want, you cannot be a security, cybersecurity person if you're hanging out and talking with other therapists too. Find people who are wanting to be, in the whatever field that Kate is doing, right? So find people. Be specific. You just cannot be a wandering generality. You just can't be a zombie. You know, a lot of us here in our group, we're like zombies, like, okay, I'm just going to go to work or something like that, right? You can't be like that. You got to be specific, okay? You know what's the next letter in the word FAST? It's letter A. You got to learn how to take action. All this stuff that we're doing, what I'm doing right now, Kate, you know, it's free. I mean, we don't get paid to do this, right? But you got to learn how to take action. You know, it's not going to do me good. It's not going to do even Kate good if you don't take action. Take action by doing one step at a time. Take action by networking with the people in our group, networking with, you know, ask questions. Yes, some of us here are asking anonymous questions, anonymous posts, sending it to us. That's also okay. But ask questions about, hey, who here is a cybersecurity expert? Who here has, you know, started their home modification business? Who here has done this? What, you know, ask there, and then we'll find, you know, our previous post or search the group. Take action, guys. Take action. You know what's the next letter? It's letter S. Share and subscribe. The more shares, the better. The more subscriptions, the better, because you know, some way or another, we get some hits too from YouTube. You know, yeah, you know, we get more shares and more subscription, right? And last but not the least, is letter T, is teach it. Why? Because when you hear it, you forget. When you see it, you remember. But when you're actually teaching it, you're actually understanding it more. And that's what Kate is doing here. She's teaching us how to get a job in cybersecurity. Again, thank you very much, Kate. Appreciate you. Again, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, Alternative Healthcare Career Group. We appreciate you. Be awesome. Be great. Be excellent. And I'll see you around, my Facebook friends.
See you
later. Bye-bye. Thank you, Kate.
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution that you're looking for.
I hope you enjoyed the show. Check out our website at drmikechua.com or alternativehealthcarecareers.com for more information. Again, ACG, be awesome, be great, be excellent. Thank you, and hope to see you on our next episode. Goodbye.